Okay, hi guys, it's Heather for Disconnect Your Radio. And wait a minute, if they disconnect their radio, how can they hear me? I don't get it. Anyway, I am Heather, and I know Tim's talked a lot about me on the show, and you guys really probably need to meet who I am, know who I am a little bit. And I am Heather, I am Tim's guardian angel. And when I first met Tim, it was like back in 2013 when he was in the hospital. And he had a tube down his throat, and he couldn't communicate with nobody, couldn't talk or anything. And he was ready to give up on life, and he was really, really in bad shape when I met him. And my job was to help him get through this. And so I came along, and all he wanted to do was die. And I told him, no, you don't have that choice. You can't die. You've got too much to do in your life. And he said, who are you? And I said, come on, come with me. We're going to have an adventure. And he said, how can we have an adventure when I'm laying on a hospital bed? I said, come on, we're going to have an adventure. So I had to teach him, since he couldn't communicate with the outside world, to live inside his head for a while. And that's what I did. And we had this great adventure. And all the time we were having this adventure, it's about a radio station where I kind of take the station over and run it, and Tim runs it, and we have a great time together, and we get into all these fights, and there are dope dealers that are chasing us and all kinds of crazy cool stuff. And he kept saying, I want to write this down. So in 2015, I came back in June, and together we wrote this book called The Summer of Heather. And it took from like June to September to write the book together. And, you know, 365 days ago, if you would have told Tim, hey, you know, you're not only going to write a book, but you're going to have your own radio show, he would have told you, you're totally crazy. But I got Tim believing in something. I got Tim believing in me. And all these things happened to him in 2015, which was why 2015 was such a great year for him. And now in 2016, all he has to do is just believe that 2016 is going to be even a better year. And I think I've got him to a point where he's doing that. When I met Tim, he was a very bitter person, and now he's a much better person. And I think we're still working on that, but I think he's just going to get better and better and better and better. So Tim had a great Christmas. Rebecca came by and he cooked dinner for her. Tim's a great cook. He loves to cook. And he had ham and sweet potatoes and stuff like that for Rebecca, and they all came out really good. And then on New Year's, you guys probably don't get this because you're all Northerners, but in the South we do this New Year's thing, tradition. It's like soul food. Oh, wow, speaking of soul food, man, did you guys happen to catch that Kennedy Center Honors thing? Oh, man, it was so good. They had all kinds of cool music. You know, it's like on my show. Like I say, there's no such thing as good music or bad music. There's just music you like and music you don't like. Well, on my show, you know, that's what I play. I play everything. I'll play rock and roll, and I'll back it up with Homer and Jethro. If it fits, I make stuff out of stuff. But they did Latin stuff. They did Puerto Rican stuff. They did this cool thing from West Side Story, one of my favorites. And then at the end of it, to wrap it up, they did this whole thing with Carole King. And it was great because she was up on stage and she was singing her own songs, and she was kind of telling her life story and talking about the Brill Building and everything in New York, and how she had kids and how she had hired a babysitter, and that babysitter was like Little Eva. And Little Eva made she wrote a song for Little Eva called Locomotion, which Grand Funk Railroad like ruined later horribly. And so then at the very end of it, Carole brings up Aretha Franklin, because, you know, Carole wrote "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman" for Aretha. And Aretha comes up on stage and does this unbelievable, incredible version of that song. I mean, she has not lost any of it. She is so good, absolutely so good, still. And Carole was doing her own songs too, and Carole is still amazingly good, still got her voice and everything. It was just the greatest thing I've seen on TV in like a very long time. So I hope you guys caught that. And if you didn't, you need to. If it's like on the web or something, you can like do it. I don't know how to do that stuff. But anyway, it was so cool, man. The Queen of Soul back on TV again. It was so good to see her. And what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Queen of Soul, soul food. Tim cooks up this black-eyed peas and turnip greens and cornbread and stuff every year, and it's like a signature tradition thing with him. and it came out really, really good this year. Just like this year is going to come out really, really good this year. And all Tim has to do is just believe in himself, and it's going to be great. And maybe I'll talk to you guys some other time during the year. I'll pop back in and talk. And so for Disconnect Your Radio, I'm Heather, and we'll see you guys later, okay? Bye. And this has been the Heather Log.